Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 8th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Ocumetix reports encouraging one-month post-operative results. Ocumetix Technology Corp. reports encouraging one-month safety and vision performance results for the first Group 1 patients who received the Ocumetix accommodating intraocular lens. The early outcomes show functional distance vision of 20/40 or better without glasses and promising near-vision performance with no complications. Dr. Garth Webb, chief scientist and founder, emphasizes the transformative potential of the Ocumetix lens. The company's mission is to offer clear, continuous vision without glasses or contact lenses. The clinical trial is expected to show continued improvement as patients adapt. Ocumetix aims to revolutionize ophthalmology with state-of-the-art intraocular lenses and vision-enhancing technologies.
Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s OTLC SAPU3 injectable everolimus Afinitor to begin clinical trials, aiming to boost drug bioavailability. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., through its SAPU nanotechnology, is set to begin clinical trials for SAPU3, an injectable form of everolimus, Afinitor, aiming to significantly increase drug bioavailability. Preclinical studies suggest that SAPU003 could boost bioavailability from 10% to as high as 100%. This could lead to improved efficacy and faster results for patients with breast cancer. The company, listed as OTQB, OTLC, is known for its focus on de-risked, late-stage assets and efficient regulatory pathways. The technology, DesaParticles TM, developed by SAPU Nano, is part of the GMP Biotechnology joint venture. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at IBM-TLC.
Researchers discover why cancer immunotherapy could be failing. Researchers at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center have discovered a new stress pathway called TEX-PSR, which is why immunotherapy fails in 60 to 80% of cancer patients. This pathway floods weakened immune cells with misfolded proteins, hindering their ability to fight tumors. Blocking TEX-PSR in lab models restored immune cell function and significantly boosted immunotherapy effectiveness across various cancer types. As companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. work on developing new immunotherapies, the findings from this study offer valuable insights into improving treatment outcomes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.